We've lost the game Saturday and we've got to trap something from this game. Chesterfield in a position with a game in hand, and obviously we're playing against them, that we've got to make sure that we get something back at home in front of our home crowd. Obviously they've took a hammer blow at the weekend. You can't underestimate anyone. It wasn't that long ago they were beating Notts County, so we know it's going to be a tough game. But as I say, we've lost 2-10. We're disappointed with the results on Saturday, but we're good enough to win the game, and that's what we'll try and do.
Are you surprised that Chesterfield are down where they are?
Yeah, a little bit, but I'm a little bit surprised that we are where we are, but we are for a reason, because we've fired too many blanks this year and we haven't put the ball in the net and we've converted our chances. But if you look at Chesterfield, recently they were very good against Notts County. They were excellent second half against us. They've got more than capable players. They're a big club at the level. It wasn't that long ago they were a League One club. I am surprised, but on the other flip of the coin, it's people say the league doesn't lie. I haven't done that much investigation to see where they're at. But obviously something's not right with them. That's why they find themselves where they define themselves today. So they've got to win the game. They've got to come out the traps and get after it, because they're running out of chances. But likewise us, we can't just think, we've got a nice little cushion at the minute, because the way the game goes and how quick the games come thick and fast, suddenly teams can pick up 6, 7, 9 points in a week, and the picture can soon change. So it's about us at home. I want the crowds to get right behind us, because obviously we win this, we could do ourselves a hell of a good and get ourselves in a good position.
You've got a cushion, as you say, but it's not enough of a cushion at the moment yet.
No, it's not. Definitely not. So I said this a couple of weeks ago when we were unbeaten in the 3 games at home. We beat Exeter and then we drew the next 2, and someone said, great, that'll be enough now. No, it's not. And then suddenly Chesterfield go and beat Notts County on the Sunday. And then, suddenly the picture changes. As I say, football has that knack. I've said all along, there's work to be done. We want to finish strongly anyway. We want to get more points on the board, but the sooner we get the points on the board, the better.
You need, as you mentioned before, you need the fans to really get behind you, don't they?
We do, and sometimes when you're out at home, you can play under that little bit of pressure, because people are expecting you to go and win. But I know if there is any people coming to the ground, and no matter what happens, if you want to discuss or have a moan up or whatever, do it at the end of the game, because for those 90 plus minutes we need everyone pulling in the right direction. As I say, they're crucial to us.
In the game at Chesterfield, Barry Roach was excellent. He was missing Saturday, but Dan Nizic came in and he was a positive, I think.
Yeah, done all right, Dan. He's getting better and better. He's still a little bit behind Barry in certain areas, but Barry's big boots to fill. He's been excellent this season, but Dan's done himself no harm. He's been patient. He's trained well. We feel he's getting better all the time, and he pulled off some good saves on Saturday. He couldn't do nothing about certainly the first goal. With regards to the wicked deflection that it took, sometimes that happens. Other times it'll just loop up in the air and he catches it. But as I say, he's doing all right. And fair play to him, because he's been patient, waiting for his chance. Now he's in, he's doing okay.
Has Saturday's defeat made you think about your team selection at all?
Well, this stage of the season, journey down Friday to Cheltenham, stage of the season, bumps and bruises. We had a couple of things which made me change a little bit with the team on Saturday. But we're adaptable. We've proven that. We can play a 4-2-3-1, which is, we've had success with it. We've played that at Wickham recently and won. We played that on Saturday and got beat. So with the three at the back, we've looked tight, we've looked strong. We haven't conceded many. There's fours and against, pluses and minuses with all systems and all personnel at any level. But it's about the 11 players that are on the pitch, at any one time. Being focused, being disciplined, being hard working, putting a shift in, backing each other up, good spirit. And that's what we'll be looking to do, whatever 11 are on the pitch, whatever formation we play, whatever subs we make, that we want them to, really put a shift in and battle away and compete and try and get a disorder and important victory.